This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The Pentagon today said which four National Guard units it plans to send back to Iraq. These four units have all seen action in the last 2 years. That makes this the kind of Guard redeployment not seen since World War II. We're joined by NPR Pentagon correspondent Guy Raz. Guy, welcome back. And tell us, which units are going? Where are they from?
Well, we've got one from Arkansas. There's another from Ohio. There's one from Indiana and one from Oklahoma. They are essentially all units that have already been deployed abroad within the past 3 years. Two of them, the brigades from Indiana and Oklahoma, already did rotations in Afghanistan, and the one from Arkansas already went to Iraq, and the brigade from Kosovo. And when I talk about a brigade, we're talking about roughly 2,800 to 3,000 soldiers. The brigade from Ohio went to Kosovo. Now, this is really an unprecedented decision, Alex, because under the Department of Defense's own guidelines, National Guard units, they can only be deployed once every 5 years. And in this case, of course, all of these units have been deployed within the past 3 years. So what it essentially means for a lot of these individual soldiers is that roughly half of them have already gone abroad. In fact, in respect to the Arkansas unit, half of those soldiers have already been to Iraq.
So we should just note and remind everyone, if you're in the National Guard, this is something that you do on your weekends. All these people have kind of normal lives. They're all working in their communities. To be redeployed this quickly, the Pentagon must recognize that that's something of a strain on these families.
Well, they do, but they don't really have much of a choice because basically what the Pentagon is saying at this point is that in order to maintain its troop levels in Iraq, it has to take this decision. And Secretary Robert Gates, when he first came into office a few months ago, he really alluded to this by saying there are going to have to be some sacrifices. Now, ideally, the Pentagon wants to have Guard units go out for a year and come back home for 5 years. Now, the idea with this deployment is that it will be a short-term sacrifice with the idea that in the long term, the Pentagon will be able to reset and rejigger its numbers. You know, of course, the Pentagon is growing the army in size. So within the next 10 years, they're hoping to have another 70,000 soldiers in the army. But in the meantime, they're going to have to draw on these Guard units just to maintain the levels, the numbers of U.S. troops in Iraq.
So what does this mean immediately for the units that are affected? When do they deploy, and how long will they be gone?
These are going to be 12-month deployments, Alex, which is actually also quite unusual because normally National Guard deployments are between 18 and 22 months. These deployments will begin in December, and they will roll through the first half of 2008. And the Pentagon is saying, you know, they want to give these guys as much lead time as possible because they have regular jobs. They're doctors and attorneys and school board members and plumbers and construction workers. So they need to give their employers time as well to let them know they're going to be going to Iraq for 12 months.
Now, you mentioned that there's this 1 year deployment, 5 year back at home policy. Partly that's to give people a rest, but isn't it also to get them trained up and sort of prepared? Are these units ready to go back?
The short answer to that question, Alex, is no, they're not. In fact, there was an article today by Major General Robert Scales, who used to run the Army's War College, and he was basically arguing that not one single Army brigade, whether it's active or reserve, none of them currently in the United States are, in his words, combat ready, because so much equipment has been damaged in Iraq, and there's an enormous backlog, you know, of equipment that just hasn't been repaired. Just one example that he pointed out was the Abrams tank. You know, the Army uses it on average. It drives about 500 to 600 miles a year. In Iraq, it travels about 10 times that distance. So these vehicles, these track vehicles and tanks, are being damaged and destroyed at a much faster pace. But ultimately, when these units will go to Iraq, the Congress has put a lot of pressure on the Pentagon to make sure that they are combat ready. And the Pentagon says ultimately they will be by the time they leave for Iraq.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Guy Raz on announcements about the redeployment of National Guard units to Iraq. Guy, thank you again.
Thank you.
One of the National Guard units being redeployed to Iraq is the 76th Infantry Brigade. It's based in Indianapolis. We're joined now by Lieutenant Colonel Ronald Westfall. He's Brigade Executive Officer with the 76th. Colonel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alex.
This announcement a surprise for you?
No, not really. You know, we've already been to Iraq. In fact, I was in one of the first units over there in 2003. And when I know you take a look at redeploying units back for a second time, it should be the ones who were there first that would typically go back again first. So not a big surprise.
So, and you were among the first, 2003, that's when things began there.
That's correct.
Where are you going back to, do you know?
All we know is we're supposed to go back, we think, to Iraq sometime in 2008, and that's all the detail I've got at this point.
Where were you deployed before?
I deployed into Kuwait and based most of our operations outside of a village called Al-Nasiriyah. But we did operations from Baghdad south to Kuwait.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of things did you do, and are those the kinds of things that you would be doing again?
Well, our initial mission when I went to Iraq the first time was to do security force missions in Kuwait. Once the war started, the actual ground war started, we got a mission change. We were sent into Iraq to do combat missions and security missions in Iraq as well, which is what we did throughout the rest of the deployment. As far as this upcoming deployment, I don't really have a clear mission set yet. All of that will come out as we get closer.
Colonel, we've just heard our Pentagon correspondent, Guy Raz, quoting retired Major General Robert Scales, who says no National Guard units are truly combat ready just because of the cycle of deployments that have been going on. What's your response to that?
Well, I would kind of have to disagree with that a little bit. I mean, if I had to deploy tomorrow, would we be combat ready? No, because you always have a train-up time. But we have between now and at least January, from what I'm being told, which is about 8 months, which is plenty of time. I mean, when I went to Iraq the first time, my battalion left, we had 3 months. From the time I was told we were going to be in country and the time I landed in Kuwait, it was 3 months.
So this is a lot better than that.
Oh, much better.
Yeah.
Much better. We have a lot of time to do training. We have a lot of time to get the equipment we need and make sure we're ready to go. I don't see an issue with it. In fact, I'm pleased with the amount of time we have, much better than the first time.
Are you just learning about this today as everyone else is, or did you learn about this last week or something? You have some warning.
We kind of knew it was probably coming.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we called all of our soldiers and their families about a month ago and said, hey, this is probably coming down the road. Don't be surprised when the announcement does come out. We think this is going to happen. Just kind of give you a heads up so that you're not caught off guard.
And what kind of reaction did you get?
Basically, the same reaction I gave you, which is, okay, we're not really that surprised. we kind of expect it. As we take a look at what's going on overseas and we see what's happening in the state of the global war on terrorism and the rotation of the troops, we knew we were going to get back around to it sooner or later. It was just a question of when.
Lieutenant Colonel Ronald Westfall, he's Brigade Executive Officer with the 76th National Guard Infantry Brigade based in Indianapolis and headed back to Iraq. Colonel, thank you.
Thank you.